everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams.
Ooh, I like this opening. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections, and I'm here at Tantalk Studios, and I have an amazing show. I have a VIP guest in the house to my left. Say hello.
Hello, this is Katarina Dickinson, Miss International Mermaid, the one and only.
That's right, and we're also, there's your clap.
Thank you.
And she's also one of our new reporters. We're welcoming you with the Miss Hollywood
Thank you.
Reporter.
Thank you.
We also have Miss Beautiful Yvonne Madison, our Miss Florida Diva reporter here and co-host with me. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm doing great.
She's wearing a beautiful bracelet. I love it.
I know.
It's so pageanty.
You'll get one.
It's pretty.
It's
yes,
coming.
It's gorgeous.
It's coming.
Yes, I'm Miss Florida Diva.
I know. And so we are here, and we have a VIP guest already on the line. So, ladies, are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. And hi, is this Gerald?
Yes, this is Jared.
Oh, hi. John. I'm so excited that you are my first guest calling in. And first, I want to thank you for having my reporters in Hollywood, Florida on your red carpet events and your premieres. And Gerald, I've been watching you over the last couple of years when, all the news stations have picked you up with all your movie premieres. Tell everybody hello and who you are and what you're doing.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for that introduction. It's a pleasure to be here. And it's always a pleasure to work with the young reporters. I'm an entrepreneur and a filmmaker. And I love the industry, and I love to give back to the community. I love to provide opportunities. That's pretty much what I do.
Right. And so you have something really cool happening right now. You're doing an industry boost. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Industry Boost competition is designed to give filmmakers and artists a chance to achieve a monetary budget, in order to produce their films. What we do is give them a grant of $3,000 that will allow them to, they can contribute the funds toward their project. And it's just a way to, boost the industry, hence the name, because it allows more projects to be done in a more efficient way.
Now I have two ladies here that we were just talking about documentaries, that they are planning to do one. Is there a time limit on this? And then you can jump in and ask them that too as well.
Okay.
Oh. Sure. Well, for this competition, being that, the budget is limited, it's only $3,000, so we encourage the submissions to be 15 minutes or less.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
So what do they need to do, and when is your deadline?
The deadline is October 30th, which is pretty much a week.
Oh, a week.
Cool. Yeah. And basically what I can do is send you a link that has all of the instructions and the rules and regulations.
Awesome. Now, tell us about your films that you have done before. The last one that you just did that you promoted down in South Florida.
I did What Lies Beyond. And right. After that, I actually decided to pursue a film and music video festival. It's called the Widescreen Film and Music Video Festival because, I saw the importance. God actually showed me the importance of giving other people a chance to shine as well, instead of just taking all the credit for myself. So I did the festival as a way to give back to the community and give other people a chance to have their work seen and heard. And basically, the next festival is coming up next March.
Ooh, can we get in for sure?
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yes, indeed.
Now, I have two amazing ladies here that are reporters. One, Miss Yvonne Madison. Now, she's in her 80s. I'm going to tell you, she is super gorgeous, and she's an actress. And are you accepting, you want to ask them, but tell them about your career and what you'd like to be involved in as well.
Oh, I'm an actress. I'm from the Black Arts Theater. I worked under the director of Leroy Jones, also known as Baraka, Amiri Baraka. And I'm part of, I had my own community theater. But right now, I'm Miss Florida Diva, and I'm a senior citizen. I'm 80 years old. But I want to promote people, mature people, like myself, because a lot of them like to do acting. They like to be a part of what's going on. And
exactly.
We're living longer and looking better and looking good. So we would like to be a part of the theater and the filming and whatnot. So what do we have to do? What would you suggest that we do?
Certainly. You guys are, sorry to cut you off.
That's okay. Go ahead.
You guys are based Tampa or Miami? Where are you based?
I'm based in Tampa. Tampa, oh, Florida.
She travels.
But I travel.
We travel. Yeah. We travel all over the place, wherever you need me.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem.
Basically, I'm from New York, but right now I live in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also... I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm also Miss International Mermaid Katerina, and I actually just started working for Dawn for Hollywood Connections, and I'm going to be a mermaid reporter, and I would love to do something like that, too. That would be really cool.
That's amazing.
You should see her mermaid outfit. It's, like, fabulous. I mean, we've never had a mermaid reporter. What do you think of that, Gerald?
Yeah, that definitely sounds interesting. It'll attract a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. What a great promoter I am. I understood right away. I said, ooh, I can see that happening. Now, Gerald, where can they write or send photos to? I know.
Send a resume at? Where can we submit anything?
You can go ahead and submit it right to my email address. I know, Dawn, you'd have my email address, so you could feel free to pass it on to them.
Okay.
And as far as participation in the festival, the festival's down in Miami, so one's here in Miami during the time of the festival. But I'll just go ahead and send on the invite. And all the details and information, and you're welcome to the show.
That would be awesome. Ladies, do you have another question for him by chance? Real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, tell us, now how did you start in this business? What made your dream come true? What was your dream?
And well, my dream, go ahead.
Oh, no, how did you start out? What was your dream that you said, I want to do this, and how did you make it happen?
It's just, I know so many people, like, who are scared to reach out for a dream because they don't think that they can get into something, or they think it's going to be too hard, or you're going to have to put in, well, I mean, almost every job, you're going to have to put some money into it, and you're going to have to go at it. But what is something that you did that made you more inspired to actually go towards your dream?
Thank you.
Well, I believe, you know, the greatest risk is taking no risk at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, life is about taking risk, and you know, you have to come to a point where you overcome your fear and you act on faith. Because a lot of times, you know, we're fearful of pursuing our dreams because we can't clearly see the success that we seek.
Like everyone's afraid of failure, afraid of not being there.
Exactly.
But people have to realize that they got to pick themselves up and get to where they need to be.
Exactly, yeah. And, you said it very well just now, because you know, you can't be afraid to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to act on faith, and you have to believe that what you're seeking is possible.
It's true. And it's a lot of people who are just feel like they just want to pick up and move to California one day and just try to pursue their dreams. And a lot of people I know that are, a lot of my friends who are on SoundCloud and produce their own music, and they want to get out there, but there's so many people who are scared to take the opportunity, or who have parents who push them, say they want them to go to college, but other people have like a different dream. And it's just those people have to be able to know that it's okay to chase after their dream.
Exactly.
What about scores for movies? A lot of people that are singers out there, they want to know, do you accept scores for movies, you know, that their music, or take a peek at that?
That's, or are you even, like, are you looking for anyone right now for, like, any talents that you're looking for?
At the moment, no. I'm not producing any films now at the moment, because right now my focus is on the festival, and, you know, what I do is, you know, promote other people's films. However, you know, I'm always connected with local artists that are producing films and music, so I can definitely keep your information on file. You know, I guess if you're looking to pursue castings or to audition for, you know, certain roles.
Yeah, yeah. I'm open to almost anything. It's just that you got to get yourself in the right place. You got to be at the right place at the right time. And it's always that one casting call that you don't think that you should go to, but then when you go to, you get picked up. And it's the ones that you don't really expect.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely right.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on the show, and you gave us a lot of information, and I'm sure you inspired somebody to get out there and do what they want to do.
That's right.
Yes, the pleasure is mine. The pleasure is mine, and you know, I'm happy to finally be able to get on the show, and you know, I really appreciate Dawn having me here on the show. It's a pleasure.
Yes, and who will be judging your competition? The competition, the people that will be submitting the documentaries?
Oh, for the industry booth, who will be judging it? We have a panel of judges, a panel of distinguished judges. It's two men. any to name at this time. We have a lot of distinguished industry professionals mm-hmm. that judge the competition and choose a winner.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
And do you have any celebrity guests that you can say that who will probably be there as well?
Oh, yes, of course. As far as for the next festival, we don't have any A-listers yet. The ones that we do have, they're more or less B-listers and, sort of actors that are considered celebrities, but they're not household names, you know?
We need Jo Marie Payton. You know Jo Marie. She's down in your area. She played Sugar Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get her on
I
there.
I know Jo Marie.
I know, and I know I have Todd Thompson calling in shortly here, and so he actually had a direct. Actually, there was Bill Cobbs was in his movie, so if there's anybody I can help you out with, we'll kind of shuffle them your way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, I appreciate that.
Okay, any last words you want to talk about? Anything you want to say from the heart?
Yes, definitely. I just want to encourage everyone to always pursue their dreams and just to not be swayed or not be deterred by negativity, but just to, stay positive and, to move forward and to always have faith and, never forget about God as well.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
God bless. We'll have you call back again. Keep us updated anytime, please.
Certainly.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
Awesome. God bless. Thank you. I'm going to wave to everybody after we're done on the internet. You can see us.
Now you can see Dawn. She's on a stool now.
Yes, I'm
we
on
can
a stool.
See her.
It's kind of like that show with Tim Tool Time,
Yeah.
Nobody could ever see me because I'm like hiding behind the microphone. Now I have a stool. I'm a teen. So I know we have a couple callers calling in. Anybody on the line yet? Oh, good.
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
We're pretty clear right now.
That's good. Okay. Clear sailing. So we're going to bring this lady back later. Yvonne just got this book. I'm going to hold it up. Celebrity Obsession. Peter loves this book. He opened it today and he said, wow, we got to get her back on.
Yes.
And so we're going to actually read.
She was on last week.
Special 1-hour show with just her.
That's true.
Breaking down the chapters of her book.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Over and over again until people fall asleep. Sorry.
Oh, Peter. And pumpkin something coming up for Halloween.
No, I'm going to read the book because I'm interested in the book and I'm interested in how she solved the problems.
That's
because
right.
A lot of people have obsessions over things and they cannot really solve them.
That's
why I'm interested in that.
That's true. So we have a caller calling and I have another couple of VIP guests on the line. And so what are you going to do for Halloween? What are you going to be?
Honestly, I don't know what I want to do for Halloween. I just know, I don't know if anyone's heard of the site, but it's a Tumblr. And there's always there's this gigantic list of fun things to do in October.
Ooh.
And I already got one of my friends. We have this gigantic woods in our backyard. And I was like, let's just go get our flashlights and go outside. And it was creepy. And there was so many weird spiders and weird stuff out there. Ooh. That we were out there for 10 minutes. We're like, yeah, let's go back. It wasn't a good idea.
Oh no.
But I'm trying to figure out, I want to go to a cemetery at night or something. And oh, nice tat. That's pretty scary, actually.
Well, producer.
I like to go and trick or treat with my great grandchildren.
Yes, I was gonna ask you that.
And when you do that in the neighborhood, you get to meet your neighbors.
Yeah.
Ah.
So everyone comes out of their house.
Yes, they come out of the house and you meet them. And all year you don't see these people.
Right.
So I always look forward to the, taking them around.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, hey,
yes.
You live here?
Yes.
You live here? That's weird.
How long have you been here? Oh, about 20 years.
It's funny.
Yeah, I know.
You've never seen them before.
Yeah, we just moved into a little, it's kind of a gated community. And I guess they're having a gigantic block party with everyone. And then everyone goes trick-or-treating together. But I'm going to try to do something. I want to go to a cemetery at night with my friends, watch some scary movies, pizza.
Yes.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pass out cards that say you've been discovered from Hollywood Connection.
Good idea. Nice. Good idea.
Trick or treat.
Yes.
That's actually smart.
We have a really amazing man on the line, Mr. Todd Thompson. Thank you for waiting. And you were on the air. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fabulous. We're just bragging about you and Bill Cobbs and your movie that was on Night in a Museum and all the great, amazing films that you've done in Orlando. Mr. Todd Thompson, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm actually driving back from the Melbourne Film Festival.
Oh, Melbourne. We missed that one. Oh,
yeah.
Darn.
I've never been to
it. I know.
Festival.
How was it?
It was wonderful. They're in their 17th year right now, and Terry Cronin heads up the program, and I've known him. I think I met him at the film festival 17 years ago, so it's kind of been an annual tradition for me, but he does a great job out there.
Wow. I met you a couple years back, and we're going to end up, you know, doing some interviews at the end of the show. And it was at Sunscreen Film Festival. I don't know, a couple, I was going to say 6 years back, I think. And you came on. You were my first guest. And I want to thank you. And you've had my reporters come over to interview you in person. And I want to thank you for that. And tell us what you're doing these days.
Well, I was actually at the Melbourne Festival today, and I was at the the Covey Film Festival up in Thomasville, Georgia last week. It's a festival that Jane Fonda put together. And I was doing two test screenings for a film that I just finished up called Amerigo. It's a little short film that I, it's about my grandfather. It's a true story based on my grandfather.
Like a documentary? It was a documentary?
No, it's a little story that he used to tell me growing up about something that happened to him in Italy.
Oh, sounds interesting.
When he was a boy. Mm-hmm. And I literally shot the whole film in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in Italian. I found a bunch of Italian. I don't want to call them actors because it's the first thing they've ever acted in. But they're a bunch of Italians living in Tampa that responded to my casting call, and I was able to shoot the 99% of the film was shot here in Florida, and it looks like it was done in Italy. So it's pretty amazing.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Are you having any new films right now? Like, are you looking for anyone?
Yeah, I'm actually involved in a documentary right now that I'm producing and directing called Woman in Motion, and my first documentary. It's a feature-length documentary about Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura on the original Star Trek series.
I just got back
from Hollywood, actually. Yeah, we spent about a week at her house last week in Hollywood, and did really rather extensive interviews with her. It's a story specifically about her involvement with NASA as they got ready to launch the space shuttle program back in the late 70s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a whole lot of people know this, but she was very influential being an African-American woman on TV, and she shared the first black and white kiss with Captain Kirk on network television.
I remember
yeah,
her.
So mm-hmm. she was really instrumental back in the day as a woman, as an African-American woman on television. And then after Star Trek went off the air and post Star Trek fame, she went on to do a lot of great things for the country and for the world, really. One of them being bringing diversity to the space program. So the reason we have African Americans and Asians and Latinos and women in space today is because of her effort.
She's a pioneer.
That's kind of the premise of the story for Woman in Motion.
How does someone get in contact with you? Where can they send like any of their pictures or stuff for you casting them?
We have a website. My production company is called starsnorth.com, and we have a Facebook page for Stars North. We have a Facebook page for all of our different films. So Woman in Motion has a Facebook page. I'm working on a feature film called The Highwaymen, which has a Facebook page. So
nice.
Social media, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Todd Thompson, I have a question. Can you keep us posted that if there's anything that my reporters can do, like Katarina that's here, she's my new reporter, she's amazing, and Alexa right now is on the Orlando Film Festival red carpet doing fabulous. If you have anything for behind the scenes for us, we would love to come in and bring it back to Tan Talk Radio.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're going to be, I know our next phase of production for Woman in Motion is going to be in November. We're going to be at Kennedy Space Center doing our interviews with some of the astronauts out there and some of the NASA folks.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool. I don't know what kind of clearance access we'll be able to get everybody, but we'll be out there filming the second part of the production for the documentary there. So.
Okay. All right. And anything else you want to say, Mr. Todd Thompson, about the industry for parents or talent or anything from the heart from you?
No, it's words of encouragement. I mean, it's, this business is just like anything in life. If you truly love it, if it's truly what you want to do in life and what your passion is, don't ever give up on it because, it's worth it. If it means something to your heart and soul, don't ever give up and just stay true to who you are and what you want to become.
Right.
I agree.
Thank you.
Real quick, how did you start? What was your passion and your dream
That's what I was going to ask him, too. I wanted to know.
I'll be on the same wavelength.
Well, how did I get started?
How did you start? Like, where did you, like, where, when you were like, okay, this is what I want to do, where did you go from there?
Well, my story kind of starts back in 1977 when my dad took me to see Star Wars for the first time.
That was my first movie, actually.
Wow.
Very first movie I've ever seen.
It wasn't my first movie, but it's definitely one that really stuck with me. And And I just kind of grew up around film. My aunt and uncle used to own a movie theater back home where I would see all my movies, and I would watch the movies from the projection booth, actually.
Where was back home? Back home?
Back home in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
So I got to watch all my movies up in the projection booth with the projectionist, and, you know, back in the day when they would change out reels. And so I got to, like, sit basically in the back of the house and listen to audiences laugh and cry and understand, you know, what parts of the movies, you know, drew out different types of emotions and stuff. So I think I had a lot of influence from that growing up.
Well, did you go to film school, Todd, by chance, and where?
I did not. I'm self-taught. Awesome. Film school was making movies around my house and in my neighborhood when I was growing up.
I love that. Because
that's the best, though, because it's your own personal flavor, and it's like you're not going along what someone taught you. It's where you think you should start out.
Oh, look at the stars. You have had a lot of major people in your movies, Todd. Can you kind of name a few?
Yeah, I mean, I've had the pleasure of working with the Academy Award-nominated actor named Seymour Cassell, an actress named Margaret Bly, who was the original in the original Italian Job, among many other movies. Michael Rooker from The Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy fame. I mean, I've collaborated with him on a few things over the years. And Bill Cobbs, of course, as you said. There's a gal named Betsy Brantley who played the mother in The Princess Bride, and she was married to Steven Soderbergh for many years. So we've gotten a chance to work together before on a couple things as well. And I've done in front of the camera and behind the camera work. I mean, I started off acting as well, but I got to work on Dawson's Creek with Betsy, for example. Not Dawson's Creek, I beg your pardon. That was Second Noah. There was an ABC show that I used to film in Tampa. Dawson's Creek was up in Wilmington, a different group of people.
I gotcha.
But there's a lot of great people. I'm the little boy from Malcolm in the Middle, Eric Persullivan, who's 22 now, I'm sure. It's been a fun ride. And
it's crazy.
It was an absolute pleasure just spending a week with Nichelle. And I mean, just a little bit of background on Nichelle Nichols. I mean, her first job was dancing and singing for Duke Ellington. She became best friends with Maya Angelou growing up. She was about ready to quit Star Trek after the second season, I believe, and that was Dr. Martin Luther King that told her not to quit.
Wow.
And he became a mentor for her. So, I mean, that's the kind of week that I had last week, just hearing those stories and, you know, sitting next to somebody who really helped change the face of the planet. Honestly,
it's very inspiring, though.
Well, if you need a mermaid, she's to my left as an actress also. We have Miss Yvonne Madison. She's an actress. And if you need a talk show host, reporter, you know where to call, right, Todd?
All right. Absolutely.
Oh, I would just like to say, I knew Duke Ellington very well. A matter of fact, I was engaged to one of the Duke Ellington's orchestra, Willie Cook. He played the trumpet. Ooh. And Duke Ellington was such a fabulous person. I mean, he was very talented, you know that, but also he was very had a lot of humanity about him. When I opened up my theater in Brooklyn, he told me that anything you need, just let me know. And I was so happy that he told me that. And you just saying his name brought back so many memories of days going by. But what I want to ask you is, are you now working on Women in Motion? Is that your piece that you're working on now, presently?
Yeah, I technically have two projects in the works right now. One of them we're in production on is called Woman in Motion, which is a documentary, and then I'm in development on a feature film called The Highwayman, which is about the African-American artists that made a name for themselves here in Florida back in like the 1950s and 60s. So we're almost there with the finishing funds for the film to get, you know, all the financing together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we're at. We're about one third of the way away, but the rest of the film is being subsidized by the state of Florida and different organizations around the state. So we're really fortunate there. But we are just trying to put the finishing, financing touches to it, and we'll be in production on that hopefully in the next 12 months or so if all goes well.
Awesome. Well, Todd, give everybody your Facebook, your website, your phone number if they need to get in touch with you as well.
You can reach me on my website, starsnorth.com. You can also reach me on Facebook at Stars North or through any one of our projects, such as Woman in Motion or The Highwayman. We've got Facebook pages set up for all those. And I have a personal Facebook page as well.
Right, and I'll hook that up to the one that's connected to Tantalk Radio also to let people know who is on in this interview, and I'll send that to you after the show tonight. And thank you so much, Todd, for calling
in. Thank you. It's so awesome that you were able to come on with all these people that you've been involved with. It's really great to hear from you.
I know.
It was nice talking to you.
We need to come and just do a documentary on you and sit down and chat soon, very soon, I promise. That would be great, Todd.
That would be wonderful.
With my reporters. Yeah,
it's a great business. I love it's all about karma, so I love giving back and sharing knowledge and wisdom, and God knows I get it from other people. So
wow, what an inspiration! You. We'll see you soon for sure. We're going to make a trip out there with the reporters and do a kind of a sit down and do a great interview for the show. Thank you. God bless. Alrighty. Wow, he's an amazing film director. I want to tell you. I mean, just to
sounds
from the people.
Great. Yeah,
from just looking at his films, it looked like it was like a movie, like already. It was like awesome.
I know. Mm. And, you know, we have a surprise guest on the line. Our correspondent, superstar Mr. Vegas is on the line. But before he comes on, I just want to say something real quick. And I think the song just kind of sums it up. Just for a second. Hold on. Listen to this. It's just in my heart.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide.
Well, oh, boy.
Here we go. Okay. So, are you there, Mr. Vegas?
Yes, I am here, Dawn. How are you? And how's the weather in Florida?
We're doing fabulous.
Wonderful.
We're doing fabulous. And tell everybody who you are. I'm looking for my intro here.
yeah, you're reading it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My name is Dello G, a.k.a. Gerard. I'm representing Vegas. I'm editor-in-chief of a magazine called SGIB Magazine. That stands for Soldiers Got Intentions. Believe that. Because everyone should be soldiering for something, a dream, a goal, an idea, a trick and thought, something.
That's right. Can we play that dream song again in the beginning? Hold on a second. I got something for you. Okay, no, okay. So we're here, and tell us a little bit about what you're going to be bringing from Vegas to us.
Well, I'm excited. You know, Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, we know if there's a heaven up above, she's teaching people how to network. That was her thing, networking. She started off working in Playboy as a PR. She later on became the PR for Mr. James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. She also was a PR person for Ms. Janae Wong, who plays on Good Time with Bologna upstairs. And there was a time when blacks weren't allowed to receive their Grammys live. They had to pre-record it. And at that time, Earth, Wind & Fire was the powerhouse. And they decided they weren't going to do it. If they couldn't do it like they did downtown, he wasn't going to do it. So Bonnie decided to have a free Grammy party during Grammy Week for blacks to celebrate their own accomplishments and achieve it. It wasn't exclusive to blacks. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. It wasn't everybody. Lauren Hutton, you know, Crystal Gayle, there were a lot of other people who came. And it morphed into something beautiful. Also, the Mr. James Brown Truth Award. And she was also editor-in-chief of his publication called The Truth, which is what I was our first photographer and the East Coast representative of his newsletter.
That's right. And I was his entertainment reporter that opened so many doors. And we had a little joke. You said my name was above your name at that time.
Yes. So I told him to ask if I had any copies of the magazine, of Mr. Brown's magazine. I said, sure. And I happened to open up the cover and look at the credits. And her name was above mine. I said,
whoops.
How dare you?
Oh, but you're excited because, you know, I played that song, you're so excited, because we have the pre-Grammy. You're working on that for February, right?
Yes, I am. And Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will. It was scheduled to be at Orleans on the 21st. But what happens, Vegas is going to be bombarded with the rodeo program. They have a rodeo circuit that comes through here in Vegas. And it's huge. It's one of the biggest venues that come to Vegas. And they have taken up all the rooms and that I was planning on hosting a lot of guests. And rather than make it uncomfortable for the people coming into town, I just decided to move it to the last Sunday of the month. Keep in mind, it's called the pre-Grammy. We normally have it that Sunday before the Grammys, but due to time restraint and my finding out, and Mr. Timothy Wilson, who is my main performer, who is currently the lead singer for Frankie Lyman's Teenagers. He did Baby, Baby, Please. He did Tiny Tim and the Heart and Tiny Tim and the Hits. Him and his wife are on a cruise during that week, and so they won't get back in until the 18th. So that's why we are relocating it. So I have a venue in mind. I'd rather wait until I get it procured on Tuesday, and then we'll roll it from there. It's going to be a terrific thing. It's called SGIB Magazine Present Bonnie Hilton Sweeney's Free Grammy Party Reunion. Networking Facebook artists from around the world. It's to help make a dream come true awards that I've had in the past. Mm-hmm. I've honored Maxine Brown, the Persuaders, Timothy Wilson, of course, and a number of other people during my awards. So it's going to be a lot of people excited. I got Mr. Charles Barbett, who's Mr. James Brown's manager, coming aboard.
Right.
I have Ms. Tanya, who's the host of satellite radio called Heart and Soul. She's coming aboard as a guest, and a number of other people. And but what I want to do for your guest for the first time, first official airing of my joining your program, I have a guest in the house that I'd like for you to meet.
Okay. So. Wow.
Say hello to Samantha. Samantha, say hello.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi.
I saw, I think, a picture
so glad
of you.
To be here.
Hi, good.
How are you?
And tell us what you do.
Well, I am a vocalist. I'm currently living in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm originally from Long Island, New York.
Okay.
And I've been singing really my entire life, doing different genres. I mainly classify myself as a jazz artist, but I do, I have studied classical and opera, so I kind of incorporate that as well into my my repertoire, and I kind of do a little bit of everything, you know, pop, country, folk, you name it. I try to be pretty versatile.
So nice. So
with different bands. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can you give us a little preview? Can you do something a cappella real quick?
Wait, hold on. She's being modest. I've known her since she was like about 13 or 14 years old, and she supported me along the way with her and her parents, Larry and Jerry Carlson.
Wow.
Samantha has a new CD out for Day In and Day Out. So look for Samantha Carlson's CD, and I implore your listeners to hunt her down. She'll give you the information and purchase the CD. She is an extraordinary singer.
Well, we need to play her music. You have to send us a copy or MP3.
Yes, that's our problem. I have a press kit, and I will send it to you.
Okay.
And also, this little girl here, when I met her, she should perform in restaurants. She would bring her little keyboard machine, set it up, and she was the whole shebang. I mean, she was absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
So Samantha's going to do an acapella, so Sam, I'll let you take it there, little girl.
Okay, here we go.
Oh. All right, thanks. I just want to acknowledge what you said, Gerard. Thank you. You know, it's been a pleasure, you know, knowing you all these years. And, you know, I know you got to see me grow as an artist. And I did want to mention that Day In, Day Out was my first jazz CD. We are working on another one, which is going to kind of combine jazz and some originals. I do have an original EP out as well. So I am working on this new album currently. I think we have about 4 or 5 tracks.
Okay.
So far.
Well, we'd love to play that. Because we have more guests and we're going to have you call in. I know we have about 5 minutes with you guys. But can you do something for us real quick? Can you give us a little idea?
Absolutely. Gerard mentioned yesterday that since I do sing in Italian, I could do one of those. It's one of my favorite
Ooh.
Songs.
Good.
It's called Come Back to Sorrento or Tornato a Sorrento.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Guardi mare come bello, sbirizzando sentimenta, come se mi sento, chi mi disto passia.
Amazing.
Sente come arriva fuori.
Wow. Expensive Italian restaurant now, or Italy.
That was beautiful.
But listen, I've got somebody else from the pre-Grammy events.
Thank you
on the line.
Okay,
I want to thank you.
Hold on a second. I want to thank Steve at the Grandview Hotel for giving me this extra hour. I told him to give him a shout out.
Thank you.
Remember, dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. Never disrespect the elderly and always pull someone up. And sometimes you may be the only one who can see your vision.
You're right.
And I'm going to give a shout out to Curry and Carlina Pittman, Sherry Gordy's Take Back the Stage that happens every Friday night at 9 o'clock here in Las Vegas, and her road dog, Carrie Brown.
Nice.
So if you haven't got a dream or goal, remember, get as much as you can, as fast as you can, and go home.
Thank you for that information.
All right, we got another VIP guest for you, and we're going to send you some promoters. Actually, he's a promoter in Vegas. I'm going to send you one of our Frank Sinatra singers here. I'm going to hook you up after the show.
Yes.
But thank you for calling in. We've got another VIP guest on the line. We'll see you next week.
Very beautiful.
Thank you. She's amazing.
Thank you.
Really, really good. Okay, do we still have our another VIP guest on the line? It's 3:41. We're only on for 15 more minutes. So who's on the line?
Hold on.
Hold on, Tony. I feel good. I like that.
Okay.
And it's Tony Wilson, the young James Brown. Thank you so much for calling me in on your busy schedule. You're in Chicago, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago getting ready to perform with the Isley Brothers, Guy Boyer.
Oh, I wish it was there. How are you doing? I got to tell a quick story real quick before. You know, we had met at the pre-Grammy party, and we just had a gentleman on that we're going to hook up with. I don't know if you know him yet. And he's actually going to redo the pre-Grammy party in Vegas in February. He's working on that with Sherry Gordy and a lot of great people. And you came into the press room when I was interviewing right out of college, and I was so impressed with you. And James Brown actually sanctioned you to be the next young James Brown. And you are amazing. Amazing. And so we met again about 8 to 10 years later in Hollywood, Florida. And just real quick, I have to tell this story. And this, we were at a karaoke place, and somebody goes, "Yeah, sure, you were James Brown's reporter." And I said, "Yes, I was." He goes, "Well, I got somebody that really knows Mr. Brown," and Mr. Brown sanctioned him. And so Tony gets out of the car with his cape and the whole thing, and he looks at me and goes, "Miss Dawn Reese, how are you?" Yes. And the guy looked at me and goes, "Oh, shoot, she knows James Brown."
Oh, you definitely know James Brown.
That's very true.
That's a true story. So, now, you've been traveling. Tell us all what you're doing, because we're going to play your song in a minute.
Well, yeah, I've been traveling around. You know, I promised Mr. Brown that I would keep his legacy alive, and we were close together for the category that I was in with him. And, you know, even when he was alive, you know, he definitely would call me, and we were the last band to back him up at his last concert in Augusta, Georgia, which was May 27, 2006, in Augusta.
He opened a lot of doors for me, too, Tony. I'll tell you, and Deanna and I co-hosted that pre-Grammy, his daughter, and, you know, I saw some photos of you and Oprah. Tell me about that.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I started off as a Michael Jackson entertainer, and the reason why I don't use impersonator because I've always worked with the actual band or whatever, but I was Michael's decoy, you know, just basically. And he had other decoys, too, that would pop the head out of the limousine and just make the crowd come one way where he goes out the other way. But that's been done with presidents and all kind of people for years, and people don't know.
Fabulous.
That's pretty awesome. That's really crazy.
From doing that, I decided, you know, it's time to move on from Oprah to James Brown and making sure that I keep both legacies alive. And with Michael, of all of the craziness that he went through, I wrote a song called We Call Him Peter Pan. And I, his father, Joseph, flew me in, and I sang it for him and his mother, and Michael, in the Encino home.
Well,
how did they like it? How did they like your singing?
Oh, he loved it. It was good.
Huh?
I've been noticing that people have been using my song, and they'll type in, We Call Him Peter Pan, Humanitarian. They made a video, and then also somebody just put it in Italian.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
It's the Italian day.
Yes.
So, what's your Facebook and your connection that we can get to?
Say it again.
What is your Facebook or your website?
Yeah, I'm Young James Brown. On my Facebook, I'm Tony Wilson, Young James Brown. And then, of course, my public figure page is Young James Brown, and my website is youngjamesbrown.com on Wix.
Well, stay right there. We're going to play your song. I know we have it here. I think the one that you sent me, the MP3, what was that called again, Tony?
Well, this one was called Stop Messing with James Brown, because when he died, a lot of them was talking craziness, and he was getting more into his personal life than recognizing him for the icon.
The great performer that he was, yes. Yeah. I felt the same way about that.
Well, we'll be right back. We're going to hear the song. Stay on the line. Tony, hold on. Let's play it and listen for our listeners that are dropping to the beach.
Stop messing with James Brown. 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 Let me tell you about what I feel about messing with a star in their personal deals. Look at here, stop messing with James Brown. Stop messing with James Brown. This man worked and bought his own jet, dancing and screaming into a cold sweat. Living in America, being black and proud. Soul brother number one said, say it loud. On the streets, in the ghettos where they knew him best. The godfather of soul would never take a rest. Strict on his band, clothes, shoes, teeth, and hair. Music was first, life was last. Look at here, stop messing with James Brown. 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 Lyrics so clean, you can sing to your mom, begging please, please, please till they give you one. A voice for love of all his people, to always stand up and never be seated. Humanitarian he was without any doubt. Mr. Dynamite did more than scream and shout. On the tube, on the net, and the radio. Give it up for the hardest working man in the show. Looky here, stop messing with James Brown. 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 Stop messing with James Brown.
Brown was the man. Can you understand that he came to do what only he can?
We are back. Tony, wow.
Oh, that's great.
I know. We're all dancing in here. We actually were.
I know. You can see it on video. We'll send it to you after the show. We are.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, okay, what are your plans after Chicago?
Well, my plan, I'm doing a show actually in Amsterdam. I'm setting up James Brown's 10th anniversary, which will be for next year. This December coming up, this will be his 9th anniversary.
Okay.
So we're setting up a Living in America tour, which I have on my Facebook, Living in America Tour Facebook as well.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know. I would love to cover it.
Yes. Will you be coming this way towards Tampa, Florida on the tour?
Well, yeah, we'll be making our runs all through Florida and all through the whole world. You know, it'll be a worldwide tour we're putting together. You know, so it'll be good. They also have a documentary up. Of James Brown coming out a different one, a proper one.
Awesome.
And so,
this is going to be coming out soon because I have all the other documentaries in my home. This is something new, another one?
Well, yeah. You know, the man, the music, the man is what's the best, you know, because James Brown did it. The Get On Up movie, the actors were great, but the movie was not hitting, it wasn't fitting, you know.
Me, the movie. Last year, when it came out, the year before last, that movie you're talking about?
Yeah, right, he should have been the star of that. I want to be honest with you, Tony. You should have starred in that because I saw that movie, and I love Deanna, and I love everything about that movie, about his life. But I want to tell you, they missed it on casting you. Be honest with you.
Well, actually, they did approach me. I was the first one they approached. They approached me. I got the script. And there was a whole lot of cursing in it and everything. I mean, I don't want to go into what was said, but I will say that that's what that's what Ron Howard's company wanted to do.
Oh, I gotcha.
But then Tay Taylor came in, and they had said at first they wanted to be an unknown, somebody who can become somebody. Then they changed it that they wanted to get an actor.
Gotcha. Yes.
So that's what they did.
Well, keep us posted on your tour. I'd love to send our reporters to do some behind the scenes.
Yes, I would love to cover it. It would be awesome.
I know. We have a mermaid reporter. I know.
Oh, beautiful.
I know. Do you need a mermaid in your show? She's got
absolutely.
Tony, that's a good idea. She's
That's my favorite character and icon is the mermaid and the rhinoceros, believe it or not.
A rhinoceros?
Those are kind of two different things. Just a little bit.
A little different.
Well, I know that they're actually real, too.
Okay.
Wow. You're talking to one, so.
Yeah, she's got it. We'll hook you up with Tony on that.
If I can't get everybody, just friend me on Facebook, Tony Wilson, Young James Brown, you'll see it. And follow me, and my website, again, is youngjamesbrown.com. You can see everything on there, all my videos and everything.
Awesome, Tony. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you so much.
I think a mermaid on your stage would be fabulous.
Yeah, that'd be really, really cool.
Wait till you see her costume.
I've even had belly dancers on there. But, Dawn, we got to get you out here pretty soon. Get some things going.
I know, Tony. I miss you so much. We have such a history from Vonnie Sweeney pre-Grammy, and that's the connection we were talking about, you know, from Las Vegas and everything that we're doing. And I thank you for your time for calling in. Anytime,
thank you
please
so
call
much.
Us and let us know what you're doing.
Okay, I look forward for you guys. So y'all better see a lot of inboxes. And for the mermaid, you all just friend me, and then I will lock you in on
it.
Sure.
With
mermaid on tour with Tony Wilson. Like it. I like it a lot.
All right, Tony. Keep up the good work. Keep up that work. Good work about James Brown.
Oh, wait, Tony. Tony, yeah, before you go, you know that Yvonne next to me, do you know that she raised Al Sharpton? Is that what you said?
Oh, really?
Oh, community mother, yes. Yes.
But I just talked to him also, me and my buddy, Lamont Sobo Robinson. He is the CEO of the R&B Music Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And we are preserving all of your Motown acts and everything with that entity, and we're going to make sure we have Reverend Sharpton and inducted into there. We had Aretha Franklin, Melba Moore this year, less than 3 weeks ago.
I knew Reverend Sharpton since he was adolescent.
Wow.
Yes.
We got to surprise her with a call in. Tony, you can make that happen, and also Bobbitt. We need Bobbitt on the air with us.
Well, but Bobbitt is a little behind the weather. And I'm trying to help him out as we speak.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I think Paul Murray, you know, from helping and connecting us to the pre-Grammys, and I always thank people. And again, we have another caller on the line. Tony, we'll get you back, and we'll keep you posted. Thank you, and God bless for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great show with the Isley Brothers. Isley Brothers.
Oh, yes.
I'm so jealous. The Isley Brothers. And Jerry. We have Jerry on the line.
I'm here.
Hey, Jerry. Our promoter to the stars and Major Artist International. Actually, he's helping sell this show. And if you're a secret millionaire out there and you want to put some money towards the show, we're taking it out of our pockets, but we need your help to keep this amazing show with Hollywood Connections on the air.
Yes.
That's right. How do you like that intro?
I love that intro. I love that.
Good. I'm good, Jerry. We got 5 minutes left. And how are you and what are you up to?
Oh, just working on some things here. They're just expanding the whole complete Buffalo scene, the waterfront, the Canal Fest.
I'm
going to try and see if I can get an interview for your radio show with Pagula, who is the owner of the Sabres, and he is the one behind the whole thing of downtown Buffalo.
Now, that's your territory too, right, Peter?
So see if we can get him on the actual show sometime.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know. We also got to hook him up because Peter is our producer, and we always want to bless him with some of these major, you know, sports people, and from my show to his show, and then he can kind of go from there.
Sounds good.
Like that, Jerry?
There's like a lot going on in Buffalo now. I mean, they started out, they did just do a summer thing. That's where our good friend Gene Anderson came with George Clinton.
Right.
And he did a big outdoor festival there, but now they're planning on doing something for the whole year round. It's going to be like one of the pilots of the United States of how entertainment can be, not only summer but winter and everything with skating and the whole bit.
Fabulous. So, we'll have to come up there. You have to shoot some video for us. But, Jerry, we got like 5 minutes. We got two things to do yet, and we're definitely going to get you on more longer next week. I want to thank you for calling.
Just want to mention one thing. Selena Velquez, this little girl I told you about, she's just blowing up big time. She's going to be the star of the new Christmas play here at the church, and I'll try and get an interview with her, too.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds good, Jerry. We've got to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
As we go to commercials.
Do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Hey everyone, this is Dan Springen, Executive Director of the Orlando Film Festival. Tonight, we are kicking off the fest with the world premiere of Orlando City Soccer Club's documentary, Making History, followed by a press conference with the team. Tickets for this event are just $10, and day passes for the rest of the festival are only $20 each. Come on down to the Cobb Plaza Cinema Cafe in beautiful downtown Orlando for incredible films, panels, and parties. Visit OrlandoFilmFest.com for more info.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're back. And I want to thank everybody. We're going to actually close with Bill Cobbs, an interview I did with him from Night in the Museum. He was in Todd Thompson's movie. We're going to play a little bit of that interview. Any last words?
Well, a really great show today. I really thank got you. Inspired a lot by all the Todd Thompson and all the people that came on. And it's really awesome to have, what's his name? I cannot.
That's
I'm
okay.
slurring my words today. But no, it was really awesome. And they're very inspiring. It's really cool to see where people come up. But if you want to get in connection with me, I'm Miss International Mermaid Katarina, the one and only. I do mermaid parties, events, Pirate Fest. I travel all throughout Southwest Florida. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can get in contact with my momager, which is my mom and manager. Email at LoriD196924@gmail.com, or you can also call 941-380-2978 to get in contact with a mermaid.
Perfect. And Yvonne, any last words?
Well, this was an awesome show.
Thank you.
And I want to remind everybody out there, especially the senior citizens, that there's beauty at any age. And I'm his Florida Diva. And I'm at any age.
I know. And if you want to be a reporter for my show all over, please go to Tan Talk Radio's website. Go to Hollywood Connections. Let's end with Bill Cobbs. And we're out. God bless. We'll see you next week with another amazing show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 120 television programs and films you've been in. Amazing.
Well, thank you.
Wow. How did you first want to get into this business? Do you remember?
I did a very short play, mm-hmm. Short in the sense we only did three performances of a play
okay.
in neighborhood theater back home.
And that was in New York?
No, back in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right. I actually, when I decided to start, I did move to New York.
Okay.
But this was in Cleveland.
Wow.
And I wound up going back. I had a good time doing it. The three performances were a favor for one of my customers. I was a salesman at the time.
Okay.
And I went back after that because I had a good time doing those three mm-hmm. performances. And I auditioned for a regular production.
Mm-hmm.
And I got cast. I got a very good part in the play.
Wow.
And I went back again and auditioned once again for another production. And these were full productions where we rehearsed for 4 weeks and performed for four weeks, 6 days a week. And
how old were you?
I was 35 at that time.
Wow. You know, a lot of people think at 35, oh, I'm too old for this. They do. They tell me I'm like, you're never too old in this business.
Well, people think that at 17 or 18, they think they're old to heal.
Exactly.
So,
wow.
No, that's hardly the truth.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's how I got started. And once I had success with those productions,
mm-hmm.
even though I was still quite a novice, and although my friends and some of the critics said I was doing pretty well, I had a whole lot to learn. I wasn't, when I look back at it, I wasn't as good as they told me I was, and I wasn't as good as I thought I was, but I did realize that I had talent.